Okay, did everybody have get a survey? If you did not get a survey, please do so. We value your thoughts and opinions. We need them. We don't have all the information. Again, on your way in, grab a survey. Okay, we're going to open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for providing for our every need. We thank you for the beautiful weather today. Thank you, God, that we were just able to come in here and enjoy each other's company. God, share in what you have done in our lives this past year and the future that you have for us, God. Lord, we thank you especially for the fellowship that we have, the friendships that we have here. God, we thank you for this building, and we thank you for the future that we have in Jesus Christ. Lord, we just pray for your Holy Spirit to guide us through this time. Help us to, Lord, just be unified in your Holy Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. So, in case you're wondering why we're here, this is the annual State of the Church and Vision Meeting. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to take a look back at 2015. That still sounds futuristic to me. I don't know. 2015. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at some photos of the events from 2015. And this actually goes back to December of 2014. The baptism. Charlie. Men's retreat. Again, this is probably the coldest day of the year, so it's the day you get out the whipped cream. Pizza outreach. Again, proof that pizza draws a crowd. Child dedication. Oh. Youth group. Woohoo! What are those letters they're making? I don't know. Kick. The Nicaragua missions trip. Yeah. Worship night. Sunday picnics. Right around the corner, huh? We're looking at it right there. That's... Obviously, this is leadership training. This is especially meaningful since we missed Joey Chang's on Christmas Eve. Another one from LT. How many kids can we get in an elevator, I guess? Huh? The new infant room and toddler preschool room. Fall festival. Operation Christmas Child. Yes. This is a grand event. I love this thing. Just knowing that these things are going all over the world. Women's cookie experience, which we might have to attend next year, just, you know, check it out. And the Christmas Eve service, our angels. Okay, and here is the, this is not a complete list, but these are some of the things that we did, some of the things we accomplished, some of the things that we just enjoyed each other's company, ice cream social, ice cream social. So I think one thing that we have listed up there is the One Thing Bible Plan, and I'm going to reiterate this fact that we have a new vision, a new focus for 2016, but that doesn't mean we're replacing the one from last year. Okay, we still want to get into God's word on a daily basis, or even more often as you can. 12-hour prayer vigil. We're going to be doing that again. Cleanup day. That's always a good idea. Okay. Anything else? Service broadcast, Faith Walkers. So we go from the fun part to finances, okay? And this is an update. And really, this is fun too, okay? This is all about God. These are His finances, and so what we want to do is we want to be good stewards, right? So we're going to get a snapshot here. We have just under $26,000 in the operating fund. In the needs fund, $7,580. And in the building fund, $120,098.45 as of January 27th. Okay. So this graph, I personally prefer pie charts because I like pie. But this will work. So you see the blue line, 2013, 2014, and the red line, 2014, 2015. Okay, and this is the ministry year, so it goes from September through August. Okay, you'll see right around December, you'll see these peaks, and that's typical of December. It's the time of the year that we go back to our budget and we see what we've done, and so we make adjustments. We also think about, it's the giving season, so a lot of people give extra at that time of the year. So you see those peaks, and that's typical. And so for 2014-15, you'll see November, December above budget, and then January, February, March, April, we're getting close again, and then June, we're just a little bit below, and then it starts rising, July and August, okay? What this doesn't show, obviously, is the rest of 2015, okay? And just for your information, the last 6 months of 2015, five of the last 6 months were above budget. Yes. Praise God, that's awesome. That really is awesome. So that's encouraging and that's good news. We appreciate that. Okay, so for 2014-15 ministry year, budgeted $207,900. The actual was $209,412. Expenses were $207,000 budgeted, and the actual were $208,000, leaving us a net income of $1,069. Praise God for that. 2015-2016, so far. Budgeted $70,000, actual $77,000, that's income. Expenses, $70,000 budgeted, $71,000, close to $72,000 actual, with a net income of over $5,000. Good news there. Again, we encourage everyone to continue in God's Word daily. Okay, if you have any questions at all about the budget, finances, please put it on your survey, write it on a piece of paper, hand it to one of the elders, and we would be happy to get back with you on those questions. Okay. So I think that covers it. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.